Yes, Ariana replied. Her eyes flicked up and around us in a quick circle, taking in the thousands of members of the Red Court and their retainers. I may faint with terror. Why? I demanded of her. Why bring the child into this? Why not just come straight to me? Does it matter at this point? I shrugged. Not really. I'm curious. She stared at me for a moment, and then she smiled. You don't know. I eyed her warily. Don't know what? Dear boy, she said. This was never about you. I scowled. I don't understand. Obviously, Ariana said, and gave me a stunning smile. Die confused. A conch horn moaned, and Alamaya turned to bow toward the temple I'd just come through. I could see the Red King seated upon a throne made of dark, richly polished wood, decorated with golden filigree and designs. Alamaya rose and turned to us. Lord and Lady, these are the limits within which you must do battle. First, I scowled. Hey, this is an accords matter. We abide by the Code Duello. The Red King spoke, and though he was more than 200 feet away, I heard him clearly. Alamaya listened and bowed. My lord replies that this is a holy time and holy ground to our people, and has been from time immemorial. If you do not wish to respect the traditions of our people, he invites you to return tomorrow night. Unfortunately, he can make no promises about the fate of his newest chattel should you choose to do so. I eyed the Red King, then I snorted. Fine, I said. Alamaya nodded and continued. First, she said, as you are both wielders of power, you will duel with power and power alone. Physical contact of any kind is forbidden. Ariana's eyes narrowed. Mine did, too. I knew that the Red Court had dabblers in magic. Hell, the first Red Court vampire I'd ever met had been a full-blown sorceress by the time she'd been elevated to the Red Court's nobility. Judging by Ariana's jewelry, her proper place had been on the 11th tier of the pyramid, the one directly below the Lords of Outer Night themselves. It stood to reason that even a dabbler could have accrued way too much experience and skill over the course of millennia. Second, the mortal priestess said, your persons and whatsoever power you use must be contained within the walls of this court. Should either of you violate that prescription, you will be slain out of hand by the wills of my lord and the lords of Outer Night. I have this problem with buildings, I said. Maybe you noticed the columns back the other way? Alamaya gave me a blank look. I sighed. Nobody appreciates levity when they're in the middle of their traditional mumbo-jumbo, I guess. Nothing, never mind. Third, Alamaya said, the duel will begin at the next sounding of the conch. It will end only when one of you is no more. Do you understand the rules as I have given them to you? Yep, I said. Yes, said Ariana. Have you anything else to say? Always, I said, but it can wait. Ariana smiled slightly at me. Give my father my thanks, and tell him that I will join him in the temple momentarily. Alamaya bowed to us both. Then she retreated from the field and back over to her boss. The night grew silent. Down in the stadium, there wasn't even the sound of wind. The silence gnawed at me, though Ariana looked relaxed. So, I said, your dad is the Red King. Indeed, he created me, as he created all of the 13 and the better part of our nobility. One big, blood-sucking Brady Bunch, huh? But I'll bet he missed all the PTA meetings. The Duchess studied me and shook her head. I shall never understand why someone hasn't killed you before now. Wasn't for lack of trying, I said. Hey, why do you suppose he set up the rules the way he did? If we'd gone by the Code Duello, there's a chance it could have been limited to a physical confrontation. Really seems to be taking away most of your advantages, doesn't he? She smiled. A jaded person might consider it a sign of his weakness. Nice spin on that one. Purely out of curiosity, though. Once you kill me, what comes next? She lifted her shoulders in a shrug. I continue to serve the Red Court to the best of my ability. I showed her my teeth. Meaning you're going to knock Big Red out of that chair, right? That is more ambitious than reasonable, she said. One of the 13, I should think, will ascend to become Kukulkan. Creating an opening in the Lords of Outer Night, I said, getting it. Murdering your father to get a promotion. You're all class. Cattle couldn't possibly understand. Couldn't understand that Daddy's losing it? I asked. That he's reverting into one of your blood slaves? Her mouth twitched, as if she were restraining it from twisting into a snarl. It happens betimes to the aged, Ariana said. I love and revere my father, but his time is done. Unless you lose, I said. I find that unlikely. She looked me up and down. What a novel outfit. I wore it especially for you, I said, and fluttered my eyelashes at her. She didn't look amused. Most of what I do is business, impersonal, but I'm going to enjoy this. I dropped the wiseacre attitude. The growing force of my anger burned it away. Taking my kid isn't impersonal, I said. It's a Kevorkian-esque cry for help. Such moral outrage! Yet you were as guilty as I. Did you not slay Paolo's child, Bianca? Bianca was trying to kill me at the time, I said. Maggie is an innocent. She couldn't possibly hurt you. Then you should have considered that before you insulted me by murdering my grandchild, she hissed, her voice suddenly tight and cold. I am patient, wizard, more patient than you could imagine. And I have looked forward to this day when the consequences of your arrogance shall fall upon both you and all who love you. The threat lit a fire in my brain, and I thought the anger was going to tear its way free of my chest and go after her without me. Bitch, I spat. Come get some. The horn blew.